Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, R. Kelly, stop already. Just stop trying to think that you deserve any kind of break in life. You don't, okay?
You've had enough breaks, you douchebag.
God, you should have been in jail during this long break you had the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Consider that a break, dude.
Seriously.
While you raped little girls. Okay, so listen.
Go ahead.
He goes in yesterday, and he goes into court and asks him to lower his child support payments because he's not working. I'm like, wasn't he just touting how fantastic he was? He was, you know, awesome, and he's R. Kelly, and nobody can stop him. So what do you mean he doesn't have any money and no career?
Yes.
Thought he was amazing.
Out of nowhere. He just doesn't have the money for it.
Who's this? Did they find out who the generous person was? And by generous, I mean ask clownyish. Sorry. The guy that did his child support, the person that paid his child support.
I had read that they...
Do we know who did?
I don't
know. And I don't want to ask a question to the group that nobody knows.
I remember anybody paid the child support. I thought they paid the bail.
Because somebody paid... They did pay the bail. That was that girl.
Yeah.
But somebody paid his child support to get him out of that. And they said it was an anonymous person.
I hadn't
read who it was. And I'm sorry to play... That's a horrible rule of the radio to ask a question you don't know the answer to.
I don't know about that. Yeah,
but
I don't know.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I do know that he asked the judge to drop the amount of child support. And the judge was just like, you haven't even paid in forever.
Yeah.
So
let me quote the judge's exact response.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
When he said, I can't afford to pay the $21,000 a month. And I'm thinking, you can rape someone who's going to need $20,000 of therapy a month for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Who's 14. Screw you.
Amen.
And you're not even paying for your own. While you're destroying other children's lives, you're not even paying for your own children. And another ex of his came out yesterday and talked about all the abuse she went
through.
Listen
to
your, like, just go to jail and shut up.
Listen to yourself. Are you crazy? What did you do? Is this camera on? Is this a camera right here?
Oh, my God.
Is this a camera right here?
I'm fighting for
you don't need to imitate that. You need to just pull the clip up every time that happens.
Oh, my God.
Nobody can do the R. Kelly imitation
as
good as R. Kelly, the fakeness and the drama of it all.
Not even SNL could really recreate it over the weekend. No.
You could just use the real clip for the rest of the show.
Just show the real clip. It's funnier.
I don't want to get all religious here, but I want to quote some scripture here, okay?
Yes.
Screw that guy.
Yeah. There you
just
go.
Screw
Thank
that
you.
Guy.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What is your good news, Gibbons?
My good news is today is a big day, you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the dentist, finally.
Thank God.
I'm going to get this damn tooth that's been hurting and annoying the hell out of me forever out of here. It's removed. It's gone.
We need tax returns every month so this guy actually takes care of himself.
Yeah.
This guy's been on a roll doing things that he needed to do for a long time to take care of himself.
Yeah.
I'm finally... On
Thank
the right
God.
Track, taking care of myself, well, and I'm so damn excited.
The fact that he had 7 cavities, is that what you said?
Something like that.
Be honest about your health, or you're not going to take accountability and fix it.
I believe it was 7, yes.
It was 7. Did you ever get them filled?
No, that's next on the list.
And let's not forget the bleeding from his bottom area that went on for years without going to a doctor. Remember that?
We've been to the doctor.
Yes.
We're on medication
Good.
For that. We're getting through some stuff.
Good.
We're working through it. We're getting ourselves together.
Getting your life together.
Referring
That's
to myself
good.
In the third person. Like,
yeah, 3 years later, I'm like, okay, Gibbons, thank God.
Hey, better late than never,
that
okay?
Is good
Back
news,
time.
Good
better
news.
Late than ever with your girlfriend's tax return.
That is good news.
Was that true or no?
No, 100% not true. I got a little something extra in a paycheck a couple weeks ago, so that's what I've been using
nice.
To better
nice.
Myself.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Good news, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Allie, what's your good news?
I had the craziest day yesterday, and this is almost creepy. I started to get weirded out.
Is it good news,
Whoa.
Though?
Yes,
crazy,
it's amazing.
Creepy, and weird.
I kept
okay.
winning things.
Good. What did you win
Whoa.
Yesterday?
I'm telling you guys, it was the weirdest day. I literally drove into the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A in the afternoon.
Ooh.
I pulled up. I was starving. I hadn't eaten in like hours. I go, just give me 6 grilled chicken nuggets and a Diet Coke. congratulations, we're doing a random giveaway. You get a free thing of fries. And I'm like, I can't even eat the damn fries.
Right?
I'm doing keto. And my kids are gone. They're at school. I'm like, what the hell?
So
I didn't take it. So I said, I'm glad I won, but no thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I move on with my life. I go to the next place. Ready for this?
Oh, man.
Walmart. I'm not even kidding, you guys. I walk in the door 20 minutes later. Attention, shoppers. If you're in the store now, you have come at the right time. We are giving away free stuff in the back of the store. I'm like,
what?
I'm literally looking around. Am I on camera? Is this a joke? This is the weirdest day ever.
What were they giving away in Walmart?
The funny thing was, I thought, this is strange. So I grab what I needed to grab. Then I run back to the back of the store.
Mm-hmm.
It was like some promotional dude who you had to sit there and watch his whole spiel, and then he would give you a ton of free stuff.
Oh, like a ShamWow.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not watching this guy. It just got weirder and weirder. And so I was like, this is strange. Congratulations, you've won. Go to the next place. Congratulations, everybody's getting. I'm like,
everybody gets a free ShamWow.
It was a weird day.
There you go.
And the funny part was, even though I kept winning, I got nothing out of it.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
All this free stuff.
Nothing.
I can't eat the fries. I mean, I'm not going to use the ShamWow.
When do you pull up to a fast food place, they give you free fries and you can't eat them? I mean, what are the odds?
You should have taken the cash value on that. You would have at least gotten like 70 cents.
I wish.
A single tear would have fallen from my eye. I'd be like, oh,
they were probably inside going, what the hell?
What's wrong with this lady?
And they were Chick-fil-A fries. They're waffle fries, so they're good fries.
The manager probably went, she ordered grilled nuggets. She's on keto. Let her live. Riggs, what's your good news?
My good news is I booked my airfare for my trip at the end of the month, and I got to double dip my American Express points because I used my American Express membership points to book a Delta flight, and I used my Delta SkyMiles number. So I used points to get a free flight, and then I used those points to get a Delta flight to get more miles. So I basically got more Delta SkyMiles. Does that make sense?
Is that fraud? Because that seems like it's not
in
on
fact,
the up and
they
up.
They encouraged it. They said if you book a Delta flight, because they're partners, American Express and Delta.
Okay.
They said if you book with Delta, you can get extra points with Delta. And I was like, okay. It's a little bit of an inconvenient flight. One of them's a red eye from California, which
I've
never taken before.
Why don't you get a companion pass when you fly so much? My sister flies for free now all the time with her new boyfriend because she has a companion pass. My mom, you have to be on Southwest. Uh-huh. My mom, you just get a, you fly enough, you get a companion pass and you're spouse or friend, whatever, flies for free. So my sister, my mom, they always fly for free and they just buy one ticket.
That's what my wife and I do with Delta a lot.
I didn't know
she's got something similar to that, I would imagine.
You fly for free?
With our points, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm talking free.
Free.
I'm talking, though, you're not spending any money for them to fly. You're not paying. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, but I got to fly Southwest, though. I don't do that.
Richie Rich loves Delta and doesn't ever leave the airport.
Oh, listen, I have to
Southwest
fly.
Leaves the airport.
I can only fly Delta because I can use my American
Express. I'm too good for Southwest.
See, I'm way too good for Southwest, but I booked the airfare. It's good news.
Sign me up for Southwest all day, damn it. All day long.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. With the Amber Alert that we talked about yesterday, the suspect, there is a suspect in custody, but the little girl.
They got the dude.
Yes, but the little girl is still missing. They say she might be in Minnesota or Michigan. 2-year-old Nolani Robinson, still missing.
That's scary.
So, allegedly, what they're saying is what happened. This guy had his daughter, Nolani. He's been accused of killing the mom. He's in custody, but they don't know where the girl is yet. They don't know if he took her somewhere, because that's when the Amber Alert came on Monday. Did he drive and take her somewhere and not let anybody know? Nobody knows right now.
So didn't the police already know that he had killed the mom and they didn't release that?
I don't know that part.
You would think that. How would they know the kid was missing with an Amber Alert if they didn't know the mom was missing?
Yeah.
Either... And why would they have only named him if they didn't have the mom's body?
Right.
They could have blamed her if she was, like, missing and dead.
There's a second person in custody that was, like, aiding and abetting,
Who knew about it all, probably.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. So they'll be talking to people that'll all be coming out in the next couple days, hopefully. And hopefully they find this little girl. Yeah. Little girl that's missing. So that if you have any information, call somebody, let them know. They're saying to have people share her picture all over social media just to get the word out there.
There's billboards on the freeway, so I mean, they're getting the word out at least. We can be thankful of that.
2-year-old Nolani Robinson still missing. So if you see anything, let them know. If you see the picture on Facebook, I mean, share it, because why not? What's the harm that can come in sharing? You
exactly.
might share it
that
somebody
guy
sees
it. That rot in hell or jail, whichever one comes first.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7 Kiss kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh my God, did you guys see what People Magazine announced yesterday?
No.
What? They leaked. They leaked that J-Lo's going to be here for Summerfest. So I don't know
jerks.
If it's true, but it damn well better because I'll freak out.
Oh, man. People Magazine's a pretty big name. Just put that out there, man. Seriously.
They were claiming she's going to be here for her 50th birthday on July 3rd. Now again.
Oh my God.
We're not
God.
Supposed to talk about it, even though it's on the internet everywhere.
I got an alert.
That just sounds absurd to me that we're not allowed to talk about it when it's everywhere on the internet.
I got an alert from WISN Channel 12, too.
And yeah. Fox yesterday. 6 yeah. and all the other.
But who knows? Maybe they're just making it up.
Maybe.
Who knows? We're not sure, though.
Dude, I'm going to freak out if that's
hell
true.
Yeah.
But what's going
I mean,
on with
J-Lo's a pop icon for crying
damn
out
damn right.
But what's going on with this J-Lo cheating thing now right, that you're so, talking about?
First of all, you remember Jose Canseco, who's a baseball player.
Yeah.
He came out and said that his ex-wife was having an affair with Alex Rodriguez the whole time he's been with J-Lo, so he thought it was funny that they got engaged. Clearly, Jose has an issue with A-Rod and was coming for him, right?
Yeah.
Not that I don't believe Jose Canseco. He even said he'd take a polygraph to prove that he knows these things. He was there when Alex Rodriguez called his ex-wife Jessica at one point and all this stuff. So then she comes out of nowhere, the wife, that he, the ex-wife.
Canseco's ex-wife?
Yes.
Okay.
Who he says is sleeping with Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah.
She comes out of nowhere and says, I don't even have the Twitter app. I had to download it again, and I don't even watch TV. I had no idea any of this was going on.
Oh, please. Really?
What am I doing? Gibbons, I'm rolling my eyes with my head back because I never believe that in a second.
You almost fell out of your broken chair, Allison.
You're right. I mean, the fact that she would think we would believe that she didn't know anything about this for the past 2 days, and the whole world was talking about how she was having an affair with J-Lo's dude. This is so untrue. It's just that alone makes her credibility go.
Hold on, and she based not knowing on not having the Twitter app on her phone and what else not going on. So does she not have friends? No family?
That's
no one?
She's lying.
Yeah, come on.
Saying I didn't know about it.
What?
But anyway, she then goes on to say, I am not sleeping with him. That is untrue. The last time I saw him, my boyfriend and I went over to his house for dinner to have dinner with him. And, you know, whoever he was with, Tori, is that the chick he was with before?
I don't know.
She's implying that they're friends and she's like gone over there for double dates, which creeps me out even more because if there's any truth to this, it's not uncommon for people to have affairs in circles and then have dinners together like
nothing's wrong.
Dude, my friend, one of my best friends, Leah.
Skeevy.
I forgot about this story because I blocked it out of my mind.
Oh,
one of my best friends, Leah. She was engaged to her long-term boyfriend, who we'd all known for years, and he was sleeping with a girl he worked with, and they were double dating with the girl and her husband.
Oh,
so
Christ
when it
almighty.
All ended, I'm cringing right now. This is before I got cheated on. Leah found out that they were literally double dating with this couple, and they were sleeping together. They split. Obviously, my friend left him. She was horrified and left him.
Can you imagine looking back at all those dates, wondering what's going on between the two of them, and how awkward that is in hindsight?
Oh. I did that with my husband's affair, and I didn't even have dinner with the hoe.
Yeah.
I thought about all the times we ran into her when he was clearly sleeping with her. I'm like, we ran into them at Greek Fest, her and her family.
Yeah.
I ran into the woman he was cheating with, and I was like, hi to her husband, hello to her child.
Like
no
nothing's
clue.
Wrong.
Like nothing's no wrong. Clue. In hindsight, I look back at it, and I remember walking up and going, did you guys know each other was going to be here? And he goes, no, but they knew.
I have to press the buttons here.
I'm sorry,
so
I want to puke.
No, can you please not tell me to press any buttons for a second? Because I got just 1 second. Just 1 second.
Okay, go ahead. Sometimes hindsight's 20/20. Sometimes hindsight makes you vomit.
Like, and sometimes both.
Jesus.
But Jessica Canseco saying, I'm not sleeping with Alex Rodriguez, and we're just friends, and so who the hell knows?
Man.
Look, he's a baseball player, and he's one of the most famous. If he's being faithful, then I will...
We're saying it doesn't look good right now.
And admit he's being faithful, but you got to prove it.
We're all sipping tea, Mr. Rodriguez.
Amen.
We're all sipping tea.
My God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Keto time.
Dude.
Protein.
Mm-hmm. Keto is
fat.
On fire.
You
high fat.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yes, high fat is where you're going. You weren't saying
yes.
I'm fat, right?
No, I wasn't saying you're fat.
All of fat out of nowhere. I knew
said
you were
protein.
Saying...
Protein and fat are the two things.
And very low carbs. We eat vegetables and fruit. Yeah. I do eat carbs. It's just in vegetable form.
And you do eat. So the people that are going, do you ever eat? Shut up. Yes, you do.
Yes. So I always look for little like keto hacks. So it'll be like, what place has something I can eat? Because people will be like, well, Allie, what the hell can you eat from a fast food place? And I go, what can't I eat? I go, I can get a chicken sandwich with no bun. Just eat the grilled chicken with the mayo and the tomato and the lettuce. I could get a quarter pounder at McDonald's. Just eat the burger and the onions, which I've done with mustard, and it's been fantastic.
You can go to Qdoba, get a burrito bowl without the rice or the beans. Just
yes,
the meat.
I could. Yes, I could.
Meat and lettuce.
And lettuce. Yes.
Yeah, meat and lettuce.
And sauces. Yes. Well, people, I already got fooled once by this place. I wasn't going to let it happen again.
Oh?
So Starbucks had tricked me at the beginning of my keto journey in July. I saw that they had those egg souffle things.
Yes.
Which are just little egg bites. And I thought, hello, no carbs. I can have eggs all day.
Yeah.
I ordered them. I fell out of ketosis, basically. I didn't lose weight that week. And then I found out they have starch in them. Okay? So Starbucks has these egg things, but they have tons of starch in them. So it completely screwed up my diet at the time, like 8 months ago.
Damn.
So I stopped screwing with their food. I went, Starbucks just doesn't have a keto option that's completely keto. I can go buy a fruit tray. Mm-hmm. I can go buy an egg and fruit tray, but I still got bread in there. Yeah. Still got crackers in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened. It's happened, people. Starbucks finally did it. And I don't know. I went into one yesterday. I couldn't believe it. I walked in. I'm looking at the refrigerator. And I go, when in the hell did you get a salami and cheese tray? When in the hell?
Salami and cheese tray. It's a meat and cheese palooza. That's awesome.
It's amazing. Salami and Monterey Jack cheese in a box. Zero carbs. Zero carbs. Zero, zero, zero. I can eat the whole damn thing and have zero.
Oh, my God. Dude, do you go to Starbucks a lot?
No. And I went in to pee and get an iced tea because I love iced tea, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just get an unsweetened, plain iced tea. Yeah. So I went in and I was like, when did you get the cheese and salami tray? And I go, so now I go through dry, like when I'm in a bind and I need like a snack, these are the things. If I can run into a Quick Trip or a Speedway and get hard boiled eggs or sausage, but this, when I can see zero carbs and I can have a whole box of salami and cheese.
Hell yeah.
I'm in.
I'm amazed they haven't been doing it until now.
That's what I said to her. And I said to the girl, I go, when the hell did you get this? She goes, right around Christmas. I go, this is going to change my life.
Because like you said, you can get the meat and cheese like combo thing, the salami and meat at Quick Trip or any grocery store, like a grocery store, like the Sendix running through. Yeah.
A lot of those have carbs. So, like, I found some at Speedway that have zero carbs. But you have to be careful with that packaged salami and packaged cheese.
Yeah, sometimes they'll throw something in there.
Check the stats. You got to check the stats.
Yeah, so, read the labels.
Ah, Starbucks, thank you. It's about time you got on the train.
The keto train.
Well, how long were they going to go with no option? I mean,
come on, man.
Hallelujah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So the 2020 Democratic National Convention coming to town in 2020, as we know.
Yeah.
July 2020.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying that Miller Park could play a key role in the Democratic National Convention. They're thinking of making Miller Park the last day of the convention where they make the announcement of their presidential nominee for the Democratic Party.
So we'll find out who's going to be running for president officially in Milwaukee.
Now
for the Democrats.
Yes, for the Democrats.
You did get a little part of the story wrong.
What's that?
It will not be taking place at Miller Park.
Okay.
Because by then it'll have a new name, I believe.
Oh,
isn't
that's
that when
right.
they'll have the new name? American Family Insurance Park.
Whatever it is, yes. Yeah. Will it be the new name by then? It will be in 2020,
Yeah, it will.
So whatever it is, But Miller Park has far more seating capacity than Fiserv Forum. Fiserv Forum has 17,000.
Every, like, hotel will be busy with that state. Uh-huh. Every business. Like, they can find all these meeting places.
Hell, Delaware needs a place to meet, right?
And Rhode Island, I mean, right?
Needs a place.
Yeah, it's Alaska, Hawaii, they all need a place.
I was just thinking in my head, what about the Brewers? Because it's going to be the middle of their season. Luckily, the DNC takes place when the All-Star break is for Major League Baseball, so the Brewers won't be playing. That's how
it was all planned out.
Uh-huh.
But, man, the hotels are going to be busy between Summerfest and then the convention back-to-back.
Yeah, man.
Now, the Miller Park thing's still just being tossed around right now. It's not official, but they're leaning towards it. But who knows?
I would think they'd have to use some of these bigger venues at some point for something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're there.
All
why
of
not?
Them. Like, it's not, you know, one's not enough.
Between the convention center, Pfizer, Forum.
And we're going to be on national TV. Milwaukee will be on national TV nonstop. Mm-hmm.
So good excited.
So Miller Park could be played, or whatever park, ballpark.
The baseball park where the Brewers play.
Yet to be
named,
park.
The yet-to-be-named baseball park.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so the Jonas Brothers have a new song out, and it actually went number one. If you could believe it, they've never had a number one
what?
Song. I couldn't
really?
Believe that. I just assumed they did. They've had a ton of hits, not number ones.
Mm-hmm.
So their new song, which you hear...
Which I'm a sucker for you.
Yeah. Sounds like DNCE, which I love.
It really does.
But it's the Jonas Brothers. We're pumped.
Hell yeah.
And guess what? Nick Jonas just got married to his wife. Okay?
Yeah.
Priyanka Chopra. She's
yes.
beautiful.
Yes,
big
she
star.
Is, yeah.
Big star in other countries.
Yeah.
Huge star. So what do you think he bought her to say, look, I went number one. He bought her a gift. The
is
irony.
A, is it a vehicle?
It's a vehicle.
A car?
Yes, it's a vehicle.
Okay. It is a car.
Yes.
Well, what? Like a... Bentley or something?
Not a Bentley.
Is it one of those big Mercedes box truck things that are like super luxurious inside?
I gotta tell you,
Tesla.
I saw what he bought her. I didn't know what the hell it looked like. This is what when you're not rich, you gotta Google what the hell a Maybach is.
Oh.
Like, oh, it's a Mercedes. I wouldn't have known that. And then
Maybach music.
I literally would have not known what. So yeah, so I Googled, but that's what he got her. It's a $250,000 car.
Holy hell!
Yeah,
good
I looked at the price. Last year it cost $250,000. We'll see how much it costs this year. But that was Nick Jonas's gift to his wife. He's like, I go number one, you get a new car.
Hold on. Let's be realistic here. He bought his, I'm using air quotes, bought his wife the car that's going to sit at the house they both live in that I'm sure he's going to get to drive as well.
I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of these expensive cars, you have to like hand wash them and pay. But if you have the money to buy the car, you can pay someone to hand wash it, I guess.
Wash it with a diaper if it costs $250,000.
Right.
My God.
With a golden fleece diaper.
And I don't know if you guys have seen the video for the new Jonas Brothers song, but it has all of their women in it. I don't know if you realize
that.
Oh, God, yeah.
I've seen it, but I didn't notice it was all their women.
It was all their women, yeah.
Oh.
Well, Priyanka's easy. It's easy to tell it's her. You know, she's so hot and, like, distinctive.
Yeah.
Is it beautiful, distinctive looking? Sophie Turner meshed in well. That's, you know, Joe Jonas's woman. And then Danielle Jonas is in it, too.
Oh,
who
my.
I saw on it. So all three of their women are the female stars in the video.
Was Frankie Jonas in it too somewhere?
I was going to ask about Frankie.
The unknown Jonas?
But dude, you got to think.
No.
The new single just came out. Now the Jonas Brothers are back on top of the world just like that.
Yeah.
Well, and they didn't leave. That's the thing. You got to remember, Nick's had a solo career and he's been starring in a TV show, Kingdom.
Yeah.
Joe has been doing DNCE, which had plenty of success.
Yes,
and they're obviously on a break.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin, who's the most boring, even at a reality show on E! For a couple seasons. So it's not like they totally disappeared.
True.
They were all working. They were just doing different things.
But not together. And when my Joe Bros are together, the world is a better place.
Back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, Missed Connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Well, hey there, girl.
Hey.
I'm misusing this.
I want a redneck, I think.
Maybe.
No, that one was surprisingly normal. A little bit of a southern twang to it, but normal, all things considered.
Well, this guy thinks he's normal, but he's using Missed Connections entirely wrong.
Like there's a right way to use Missed Connections.
Exactly.
Oh, there's a right way and a wrong way.
Step one, get off it.
Yeah.
This one, he says he's looking for a date for the Lakers-Bucks game this coming Tuesday night at Fiserv Forum.
Oh.
You'll really find a girl that wants you for you that way.
He says, hello, I have two tickets to the Lakers-Bucks game on Tuesday the 19th. The plan is for me to use one of the tickets and find a woman to join me to use the other ticket sitting next to me. Am I over-explaining? Yes. But he goes on. I'm in my early 40s, tall, brown hair, he describes himself, looking for a woman 27 to 45, single,
what
interesting,
a douche.
Conversational.
A 40-something-year-old is saying 27.
Really?
27 to
what
45.
What a douche.
I'd like to...
She doesn't want you, dude.
No.
He says he wants to talk on the phone at least once before Tuesday, open to meeting for a drink or similar. I'm not up for Tinder or Bumble.
Pay for your women.
And all that potential hassle. I'm just into trying Craigslist as a spontaneous alternative.
And saying I'll pay for you if you come with me.
But he wants
like borderline prostitution now.
The craziest thing from all of this, he thinks he's going to get a 25-year-old to call him on the phone. No 25-year-old woman's going to call
Thank
anybody.
You. That's how out of touch he is.
What the hell?
Maybe hell, no 40-year-old's going to call anybody.
Yeah, you're right.
He said, this isn't a misconnection. Maybe you can go to the game and sit next to me. Then I can post post after the game how I wanted to talk to the woman next to me all night, but decided the misconnection post would be better. It would start with, you'll probably never see this. Okay, you're using it wrong. Just find a friend to go to the game with you, or go by yourself.
Oh, no, I'm going to go, and I'm going to take the ticket, and I'm going to go sit somewhere else.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I'm going to be like, thanks for the ticket.
Hey, it's the Lakers. You get to see LeBron lose to the Bucks.
Uh-huh.
This is what will probably happen.
Probably. It'll absolutely happen.
I'm shocked. You can't find a woman. Right? I'm shocked.
This has been a you're doing it all wrong misconnection, you loser.
God. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie.
Gibbons?
Are you going to turn your life around because of your friend?
Yes, and if anybody listening is facing adversity, hold on, if you're facing adversity.
That's a backhanded statement.
I know. You're at a crossroads in life. You don't know what to do. This story is for you.
Yeah.
So I got a buddy, right? His name is Matt. A year ago, Matt was living in Austin, Texas, and was 400 pounds, hated his life, didn't know what he was going to do.
Yeah.
And then Matt came up with a plan. Matt was going to lose a bunch of weight on the keto diet and turn his life around. Mm-hmm. So, like, he starts the keto diet. 9 months into the keto diet, he's down 200 pounds.
Jesus.
He decides, you know what? I'm going to move back to New Jersey where I'm from. I'm going to leave my life in Austin, Texas, and I'm going to go on a big old hiking trail. So he moves back to New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Starts working construction. Decides he's going to hike the Appalachian Trail.
Jesus.
Which is 2,200 miles of trail.
Yeah. Mm.
And you live in the woods, and you just hike through the woods. Riggs, you know this guy because he was on your Mental Health Monday podcast.
Yes, he was.
Allie, I've mentioned my buddy Matt, who I'm the keto guy, multiple times.
Yes.
So this guy leaves his life in Texas, moves back home to New Jersey. He's working construction, doing like 12-hour days. And while he's in doing this construction job, saving up money to go on this hiking trail, has an accident involving a table saw and his fingers.
Oh.
I will spare the details.
Oh, my.
But he's thrown more adversity. And he's like, I could quit right now, and nobody would really fault me for it because I have to figure out how to get my fingers back and get my life together that way.
Yeah, you need fingers.
Yeah. But you know what? He said, screw it. I'm going to figure it out. So he undergoes physical therapy, still working, still trying to save money, gets his fingers back and goes, I'm still going on the trail. And you know where my buddy Matt is right now?
Where?
I think he's on like day 11 in
the
woods.
How many days does it take?
Normally it takes some people 3 to 6 months. He's trying to do it 100 days. Which is 2,200 miles.
If you don't know the Appalachian Trail, it starts in Georgia.
I'm just going to say, where the hell is it?
It starts in like northern Georgia, and it runs all the way up the eastern side by the Appalachian Mountains and everything, up to Maine.
Yep.
All the way up.
So you're 2,200 miles. You're basically walking the whole East Coast.
Yeah, yeah. But why is he doing
that,
though?
But you don't get to go to Florida.
Why?
And he's doing
why?
It all.
Why all of a sudden? I'm going to go 2,200 miles.
He wants to raise awareness for mental health awareness.
Good
so he's blogging about it. He's got his whole, Matt Burns Fat is his Instagram handle. He's blogging about his entire experience.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to just be going through the woods by himself. No, apparently this is a thing that people do, and he's met up with
it wasn't like his idea?
Well, no, I mean, it was his idea for like his way of doing it. He didn't do it in conjunction with anybody else.
But he's meeting people along the way.
But this is a thing but where people walk it?
He's meeting people along the way, like campfires with random people, getting to know random people's stories. He has a trail name. His name is Posse on the Trails because he's so positive.
Like, Posse.
This guy has been handed more poop sandwiches than I can imagine and turned it all around. He's got his life going for him. He's got his hands. He's got his fingers. And he's doing exactly what he wanted on the Appalachian Trail.
So how did
he
inspire you?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You
said inspired. Are you going to change your life? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, little steps. Like for me, I'm going to the dentist today to get a tooth removed that has been an issue for like a year and a half.
You're just tuning in. Gibbons has problems with grown-up things sometimes.
Yes. I'm changing my diet around.
He has seven freaking cavities
that
they've been sitting in his mouth for a year, dude.
Yeah.
And the cavities,
that's a problem when you're an adult.
I will make an appointment for the cavities today after I get my tooth removed for sure.
Yeah.
Dude,
they're not even getting dealt with today?
No. Only one thing at a time. They can only schedule one thing at a time.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a tooth removed today. The cavities are coming, but my buddy Matt is just an inspiring
fella. I thought he was going to say he's going to lose 400 pounds even though
though he doesn't have 400 pounds to lose. Right? I don't know where you were going with that.
No, I'm changing my diet around. I'm just trying to get myself together, finally.
You're going to get down to your birth weight like Allie?
That's what clicked. It was him? Because everybody has something click, and either you do it or you don't. We have spurs where we want to change and we don't, or you just do.
Yeah,
I've had many of I want to change and I don't.
Because to me, Matt is a guy. I've known Matt for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I've seen so many people that we both know just not ever get their lives together. They live miserable lives. They die miserable lives. And he was miserable. And he said, you know what? I'm switching everything. And just to have the guts to do that is
the
just
problem
inspiring.
With you, Gibbons, is all the potential you have in the future and success in your eyes. And you screw it up with dumb stuff by not taking care of yourself. That's your issue.
Yes. Don't we all do that to an extent?
Yes.
Gibbons does it a little bit differently.
Yes.
I am a self-sabotager.
Yeah, but he's
for
talking about a guy who didn't sound like he had anything going. Like, what's he going to do, this guy?
Right.
Gibbons is successful. He has a great job. Mm-hmm. He has a lot going for him. Don't sabotage it.
No.
There's self-sabotage, and then there's I'm looking for what the hell I'm going to do with my life.
That's awesome. This could be a catalyst for you, too. So.
Exactly.
That's what I'm making it. It's a really fun time. It's a good time to be an adult. I'm growing up.
Can I shameless self-plug rigsofftheradio.com, the podcast with your friend Matt? You can hear his whole story. RigsOffTheRadio.com. That's my podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037KissFM.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's time for Hell to the No.
Hell no. To the no, no, no. Yeah.
When I pull up to Chick-fil-A and they go, congrats, you've won a free thing of fries and I can't eat fries. And I go, good talk. Like, no thanks.
And there was Chick-fil-A fries, too. Those are good fries. Those are waffle fries. Waffle fries.
I'm like, just give me my grilled nuggets and leave me alone. How are you going to get the one girl who lost 128 pounds not eating carbs the free fries in line? Yeah. How? How does that happen?
Yeah.
Call that karma.
It's when you misplace a credit card in your own house and you can't find it for an hour and a half.
What the?
I don't know where I put it. It was one that I stopped using and I needed to book some airline, my travel for my trip that I'm taking at the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
I needed 4 digits off of this card and I set it aside in a safe place where I wouldn't lose it and forget about it. But I spent an hour and a half looking for it yesterday.
Riggs, you're so well organized and like so by the book. Where was it?
It was in the junk drawer underneath some things. I was all crafty. I was like, I'll hide it under here so no one will see it. I'll forget where I put it 6 months later.
How many times did you check that exact spot before you actually found it?
At least nine.
Come on, man.
I looked in that drawer at least nine times. I had to take everything out individually. And it was between two pieces of paper.
Of course. I forgot I have to do one because I've been asked to by a five-year-old. So I will do it.
Hell to the
yesterday, I went to pick up my friend's daughter, Ava, to help her out. She had parent-teacher conferences. She's a teacher.
Yeah.
She needed me to grab her. Mm-hmm. So I grab her daughter from school. Who's in what? Kindergarten? Oh, God, I hope I said that right. Ava, love you. We're driving down the road. I'm taking her to the next stop, which is her babysitter. We're on 27th Street. We're in the right lane. I get behind a bus because I've got to get on the freeway, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the light turns green, and we're waiting, and we're waiting, and the bus has already picked people up, and the bus never moves, and I get stuck at the light till it's red.
Oh, no.
And I said, hell no, and then Ava goes, please tell that on the radio tomorrow, and I said, you got it, girl.
One, please never do that voice again.
That's how loud she is.
Did the bus go through the light and leave you there,
it never moved.
Oh, come on,
man.
So,
seven cars behind it on 27th Street just got stuck at the light because we thought he was going to go. I was so angry. And then he took off the next light, of course, after I moved and got around him.
We got text to 71037. When all the snow melts and all you see is the dog poop. Yes.
Oh, dude.
It's out.
Uh-huh.
It's everywhere. When you wear capris and heels and realize that you didn't shave your legs, hairy ankles.
That's the worst. But it happens.
Yeah.
Dude, I got one about this stupid ice.
What?
It's when you wait until there's 2 days of warm temperatures, you take your friend's advice, and you lay down a ton of salt, and your recycling bin is still frozen to the ground outside of your place.
Hell no.
Dude, I put down half of a 25-pound bag's worth of salt.
I told you to do that a week ago. You just did it today?
No, I did it yesterday. I waited 2 days. I thought, warm temperatures for a couple days.
It's like a trash sickle at this point? How is it still frozen? It's been 40 degrees for two days.
Man, I tried.
I had to do that around my gutter. It was all ice around my gutter, the bottom. Yeah. And I had to put like layers of salt throughout the week to make it melt.
I'm hoping today is going to be the day.
You can text us 71037 or 799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. What is your hell to the no?
Nine.
Oh, man. When you get a voice to text message.
Come on.
And we can't even press one to hear a voice to text message.
Screws them.
Ugh.
Man.
When you get bad anxiety for no reason, trying to relax, and it only makes it worse, it happens sometimes.
It does.
That's the problem with anxiety.
Yes.
Then you get anxious.
You get anxious about being anxious.
Sometimes it'd be like that, you know?
Gotta get new coping skills.
Thanks for the text to 71037. It's Kiss FM. Throwback Thursday with Aaliyah. Are you that somebody?
They could not ask R. Kelly about Aaliyah in the Gayle interview. I don't know if you know that. That was the one thing.
What?
One thing he was not allowed. He wouldn't let her ask.
Well, he's fighting for his life!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. What is your number? Is it a high number or a low number? And I don't really know, but I kind of judge my friend because he has a very low number.
Oh.
I was talking to an old friend from high school yesterday, my friend Mike. And he said, he worked for the Indianapolis Police Department now.
Okay.
And he goes, you know, this is the third job I've ever had in my life. And I go, three?
How old is he? He's your age.
He's my age. So he's 36.
Yeah.
He's older than me. He's 38. He's a year older than me.
Are we talking about since 18? Or are we talking about our whole life?
We're talking about
the ones before 18.
Well, it could be before 18. If you worked there for a year, I would say.
Yeah,
if you worked someplace for at least a year, it would count as having a job.
Okay.
He's had three. He worked for like two lawn companies.
and then the police department.
Three jobs his whole life. My number was 11. I've had 11 different jobs. That's counting moving between different radio stations in different cities, too.
Okay.
Mine is 11. Where is yours at, Allie?
Mine's 10.
10.
When I count places I worked over a year. However, even though I've worked at Kiss FM for 14 years, I always had like two or three jobs in high school and college. Always.
Yeah.
Like, always.
Uh-huh.
So, and I would be at those for over a year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those all
More.
Count to me. I had two in high school I was at over a year, and I had at least two or three in college I was at over a year.
Yeah. So 10 is what you came to?
10, including the radio jobs, yeah.
Gibbons, what was your number at?
Okay, one question first.
Yes.
If I was with a company, left, and then went back, is that two jobs or is that one job?
If it's a different company, it's two jobs.
The same company.
That's one job, okay. I think.
Then my number is five.
Five.
Five. Yeah. I worked at Rite Aid when I was in high school, and then I left Rite Aid, went to CVS for a little bit, but not for a year. And then I worked at Best Buy, and then radio jobs.
Yeah. See, I worked at a golf course when I was in high school for a couple of years.
Really?
Driving around golf carts and cleaning up the golf course.
Cleaning up,
that's
AKA doing wheelies.
That's where they go is a country club, Gibbon.
See?
Of course, I worked at Hardee's. He worked at a country club. Do you see where we're stepping and how different we are?
I went from there to a Dog and Suds where I was a manager at a Dog and Suds in high school.
And he was a manager at the Dog and Suds. He wasn't even an employee.
A shift manager.
Manager.
And I was also a host at an Applebee's, so I've worked in a little bit of the service industry.
Wait. You were the host at Applebee's?
Yeah, I was a host at Applebee's, yeah.
What was that experience like?
It was easy. Yeah, for at least a year and a half.
And he hasn't said this when we've talked about Applebee's.
Oh, my God.
I'm very bizarred
year
out by that.
Year and a half
that.
At Applebee's. Yeah.
Never
did you wear
you
15 pieces
this?
Of flair the entire time?
No, the flair thing was not
that's
in effect.
That's Fridays, isn't it?
That is TGI Fridays.
Fridays is where they do the flair.
Applebee's isn't about the flair. They're about the half-price apps, man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so a year and a half at Applebee's. It was easy. You have to say 20 to 30 minutes all the time. Otherwise, people get pissed off.
So wait, why did you judge your friend who's only had three jobs, meaning he's had very steady, sturdy
roles? Stable.
That was the word.
I thought that you should. I think having more jobs means you maybe you're a little more well-rounded because you've been around more. I guess that's the way I think of it. A little more experience.
Well, they're different. If they're different jobs,
yeah.
And maybe you've lived different places.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it's normal for a 35-year-old person to have more jobs or less jobs? I don't know.
I think that some people get out of college and they go to work for 25 years at the same place.
Yeah.
And they start making nothing and they end making a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think some people start at one job for 10 years and then they switch companies because they want more money or they're sick of it.
And I think we have a different job being on the radio because I think we tend to move around more as radio people.
Oh, we're
people
definitely
sometimes.
Vagabonds. Radio people, for the most part, vagabonds, for sure.
Well, everybody gets fired a lot. I never get fired.
Right. Uh-huh. Allie's
only radio person I know that hasn't been fired.
You're a rare breed that's been here 14 years.
It's probably because everyone's afraid to fire me. Let's be real.
That's really what it boils down to.
I'd kill you.
Yeah. If you can't fire me, I'll kill you.
I'll find you.
Oh, God. No.
Why am I unapproachable? I was curious. How many jobs have you had? 71037, you can text. How old you are and how many jobs you've had. I'm curious to know. 71037. It's KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 616 in the books.
Yay, yay.
It'll be up at 1037kissfm.com or wherever you find your podcasts. What did you learn on the show this morning, huh? Gibbons?
I learned from Allie that finally Starbucks has some keto-friendly food. Because you went there a while back when you first started on keto.
I got tricked.
You got tricked. You had some egg bites.
I had the egg bites, and they have starch in them, which is you would never think. But oh, yeah.
Oh, but times have changed.
Oh, their egg bites kicked me right out of keto. Don't think those are low-carb friendly, people.
So what exactly did you find at Starbucks that's keto-friendly?
So I went in there to get an iced tea, unsweetened. I rarely go in.
Yeah.
And I had to pee, so that's really why I went in. Normally, I'd be going through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
But anyway, they have a salami and cheese box now, which they've always had the protein boxes, but they still have bread or pitas or crackers in them.
Bye-bye.
This one is nothing but salami and Monterey Jack cheese, and it's zero carbs, baby. And I was like, this is like heaven when I'm in, let's say, another city at 3 p.m. running around with my kids, and I'm starving, and I have nothing prepared. Hello, Starbucks. There's a quick snack for me.
Boom.
These are the things that keep me on plan and keep me not cheating.
Yeah, totally.
Is having options like that when I'm freaking out and I'm hungry.
I'm in a panic. What do I do?
Swear to God. Like, these things matter.
Totally.
So.
Meat train population you.
Telling you.
Hell
meat
yeah.
And cheese.
Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs has had, 10 jobs in his lifetime?
11.
Man. Oh, 11.
11.
Oh, I've had 10. You had 11.
Yep, 11 jobs.
And he wasn't sure if that was a lot or a little.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems like a lot, but
middle of the road.
I have a friend that has on the career, I guess.
I have a friend that had 3 jobs. He worked at a lawn care company and a different lawn care company, and now he's a police officer.
I mean, we had people texting at 71037 that they had like 20, 30 plus jobs. So 3, 10, 30?
Yeah,
everybody is.
Yeah, some people said they have IT jobs. There are a lot of contract jobs, so they run out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I learned something about Gibbons this morning.
Oh, yeah?
I learned that Gibbons got inspired by his friend Matt.
That's right.
Who has dropped a bunch of LBs and gotten his mind right and is hiking the Appalachian Trail 2,200 miles.
Yep.
And Gibbons is finding this highly inspiring and is going to start turning his life around by making baby steps and going to the dentist today.
I thought he was going to say making babies.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Making baby steps.
No, yeah, baby steps.
That reminds me, I got to split, guys. I got to go see my dentist right now.
Yes, please go.
Time is money, baby.
Get that show on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.